Greetings. So you're here with Shelley Turnbull, and today we had the opportunity to talk to PhD researcher Kate Charlton Robb from the Monash University in Victoria. Now, Kate has actually discovered a new dolphin species called the Burinen dolphin. So today we had a sit down chat with her to talk about what her research was about and how she discovered this new dolphin species. Well, Kate, firstly, thank you for sitting down and having a chat with me. And I suppose my first question would be, what was the research that first led you to discover this species?
The main aim of the research started out by trying to figure out which of the two bottlenose dolphin species there were. So we had two already recognised bottlenose dolphin species, and the animals in Port Phillip were a bit of a combination of the two of them, but also had characters that weren't in either of them. So I started by looking at the DNA of the animals back in 2003, and when I got the sequences back and compared them to the other two bottlenose dolphin species, they were completely different. They were very, very different from those two. So that first highlighted that they were different at that particular region. So I started to work on different regions of the DNA and then also start having a look at their skulls and their external characteristics. And the more through the different lines of evidence, the more differences that we actually were, found and were able to classify.
Okay, so you mentioned there you used genetics to initially discover the first differences you found, but you also had to look at the external morphology of the animal and the skull morphology. So can you just highlight some of the differences between the skull of the Burinen dolphin and the common bottlenose dolphin and the Indo-Pacific dolphin that we see off the coast of Australia?
Oh, there's a number of different characters. I mean, overall, they're a lot smaller. They're more petite than the common bottlenose dolphins. So they're generally smaller across the board, but they also have certain features around their rostrum and their internal area that are different. So, for instance, they have a flash and maxilla. Their pterygoid palatine ratio is different to other bottlenose. So there are quite a number of smaller features within the skull that differ, as well as the overall size.
Now, there are currently two populations of this species identified, one that's found in the Port Phillip Bay near Melbourne, and another in the saltwater Gippsland lakes on the eastern coast. But there's also been some research to indicate that there may be these dolphins found off the coast of Tasmania.
We haven't actually got any records on the population down there, but what we've been able to do from animals that beach cast, so they strand, we've been able to collect skin and measurements from those ones, and then also have a look at the skulls that are in the museums in Tasmania. And so by looking at those features, we can actually confirm that the new species are down in Tasmania, but the extent of which or how many or where they are, we don't actually know.
Okay, so now that we know that this is a completely new species, what's being done with regards to threatened species classification of the animal, not only within Australia, but with regards to the IUCN Red List?
It will start off within Australia because they're here and we need to protect them straight away. And then it will also having a look at the IUCN and the Red Book listing. That's a much more thorough process, and you need to find out where the animals are as well as where the animals are. We need, a lot more work and time and money to be able to do the in terms of getting them protected in Australia, my first priority.
So this must be a very busy and very exciting time for you then.
Yeah, it's good. It's an exciting time.
Okay, so what's next for you and for the Burinen dolphin? What other lines of research are you pursuing at the moment?
I'm looking at the genetics of these animals. So I've got the DNA from both Port Phillip animals and from Gippsland, and I'm having a look at the migration and the level of mixing and the population isolation of those. Understand a little bit more about the actual numbers of them. So that will be ongoing research.
Okay, well, thank you so much for sitting down and having a chat with us today. It's all very exciting indeed, and just all the best for the future. So there you have it, guys, a completely new dolphin species found off the coast of Australia. Now, what's really interesting about this study was that Kate didn't just use genetics to identify that this was a new species. She used two other lines of evidence to support this, so the external body morphology as well as the skull morphology of this new animal. Now, there are a couple of technical terms mentioned about the skull. I'm going to go back and clarify some. The rostrum is the mouth of the dolphin. So where all the food goes, the teeth, it's like a jaw. Which brings me to my next technical term, which was the maxilla. The maxilla is the top half of the jaw, so the top mouth part of the mouth. Within the maxilla, there's also two bone structures, which Kate mentioned. This was the pterygoides and the palatine, and they looked at the ratio between these to also compare the skulls. Now, there's a lot more research to come onto this, so looking at how the two populations of the bone and dolphin interact together, or if indeed they interact together at all. So there's lots more to come. But of course, the most pressing thing at the moment is making sure that these species stay safe because they are endemic to Australia, which means, as far as we know, they're only found here. So we need to do as much as we can to help take care of these. But that is all I actually have time for now. So I'd like to thank Kate again for coming in and saying hi to us and telling us all about this new dolphin species. And thank you all very much for listening. Bye.